The Year Clock. We sat beside the leafy wall, upon the bench at evenfall, while Aunt led off our minds from care, with fairy tales, I can't tell where, and found a swoon among her stock of fables, of the girt year clock. His face were blue as the summer skies, and wide as the zoita looking eyes, for hands, a sun with glowing face, and paler moon with swifter pace, did wheel be stars a twinkling light, be bright wild day and dark treed night. And down upon the high skied land, reaching wide on either hand, were hill and dell, with wind swayed trees, and lights a sweeping over seas, and gleaming cliffs and bright walled towers, with shades a marking on the hours. And as the fierce a rolling round, brought comely ships along the ground, the spring did come in winsome state below a glowing rainbow gate, and fan wi' air a blowing weak her glossy hair and rosy cheek, as she did shed from open hand the leaping zeed on varred land. The while the rook, wi' hasty flight, a floating in the glowing light, did bear, avore her glossy breast, a stick to build her lofty nest, and strong-limbed toil with steady hands did guide along the valour lands the heavy zull, with bright sheared beam, avore the weary oxen team. With spring agone, there come behind sweet summer, joy of every mind, with face a beaming to beguile our weary souls of every toil, while birds did warble in the dell, in softest air a sweetest smell. And she, so winsome fair, did fold her comely limbs in green and gold, and wear a rosy wreath, with studs of berries green, and new-born buds, fringed in colours fire bright, with ships of butterflies in flight. When summer went, the next of all did come the ship a brown-faced fall, a smiling in a comely gown a green, a shot wi' yaller brown, a bartered wi' a golden stripe of fringe, a made a carnier's ripe. And up again her comely side, upon her rounded yarm, did ride a pretty basket, all a-twined a slender stems with leaves and rind, a-filled with fruit the trees did shed, all ripe, in purple, gold and red. And busy labour there did come, zinging songs of harvest home, and red-eared dogs did briskly run round cheerful leisure wi' his gun, or stand and mark wi' steadfast sight the speckled partridge rise in flight. And next again to mild-faced fall did come pale winter, last of all, a-bending down, in thoughtful mood, her head, within a snow-white hood, a-decked wi' icy jewels, bright and cold as twinkling stars o' night. And there were weary labour, slack of eat to keep her frozen track, a-looking off with wistful eyes to reefs of smoke that there did rise a-melting to the pale-faced sun above the house's lofty tun. And there the girt year-clock did go, be day and night for ever true, with mighty wheels a-rolling round without a beat, without a sound.